there was a phone call in August of, about August of 79, from a guy who's now died, a guy named Lee Urban, who used to work at Wright Patterson. And he was one of my successors. I don't think he was my immediate successor. He was one of two presidents removed from, but he was a president of the Aerospace and Strong Systems Society, also like I. And in about, well, summer of 79, I won't say all, I'm going to say summer of 79, he called me looking for somebody from AESS to represent AESS at the Digital Avionics Systems Conference. They had a, one guy named Mark Rose had been designated to do that, and then he couldn't. And so Lou, as the president at the time, was looking for a replacement. And so he called me and he said, hey, would you be interested in doing it? And at that time, I was already in the avionics planning stuff. So I said, sure. And so I got involved with the Digital Avionics Conference. I ended up general chairman of the one in 83 in Seattle. And but January of 83, one of the technology editors at Prentice Hall there in Englewood Cliffs, which is called the river from it, was looking through some of these lists of meetings and things like that. He was five pilots and came up with this Digital Avionics Systems Conference and me as chairman. And he thought himself, hey, this is the fifth one. This is the fifth one. He said, there must be something going on there, and Prentice Hall doesn't have any books in that area. He says, I think I'll write that guy and see if he can help me. And so I got it was in a typed, signed original letter, but it was boilerplate. Would you be interested in writing a book in your specialty? Mm-hmm. And then when I saw it, especially, I thought about my Viking stuff, because I'd edited a book on Vikings earlier. And I almost threw the letter in the trash can. And a guy that was in the same suite of offices that I was in, just saw that, I said, I'm going to heave this thing. He said, no, he said, go ahead and answer it and see what they're up to. And so I did, and ended up signing a contract to write my first edition of my Digital Avionics book. And that was published in 87. At the same time, UCLA had been sponsoring the Digital Avionics course on campus through the Extension Division for 2 weeks each summer. And the guy who ran that, Cornelius T. Leonides. He and UCLA had come to a parting of the ways in that course, so they were looking for somebody to teach the course, and I had just published my book. And so they called me and asked if I'd be interested in doing it. And so I signed up for that. And that I got the book because I was connected to the VASC. I got to the VASC because of that phone call from Lou Urban. And so it's a very rich connection to me. And the fact that I published the book and then the second edition and have the short course at UCLA has given me some visibility in the field. So it helps me in my business today. Sure.